Thanks for tuning in to Good Vibrations with Kristen. Are you ready to be inspired?
Do you want to have a greater connection to the earth, each other, and ultimately yourself?
So then join in the conversation with me, Kristen Ace, and
me, Green Diva Meg,
and our fascinating guests to share the light, the laughter, and the illumination of good vibrations. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Good Vibrations with Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Megan.
Happy spring.
Yay. It's spring in New Jersey. Hey, we want to say a quick thank you to our wonderful sponsor, Marty.
Yes, we do. Smarty Marty from Smarty Marty's Rent-A-Rec. I'm like, Smarty Marty's, I'm just going to keep going. Well, you know why? Because he also does these daily things on Facebook, Smarty Marty's Daily Dose of Wisdom. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen that
yet. They're profound. They're actually really good.
Well, that doesn't surprise me that it's profound because he's a very cool guy. He has a lot of things to choose from. And for me, being spring, I need something to carry my garden stuff in.
Yeah.
Mulch and
He's got trucks.
And he does have trucks. And you rented a car from him, didn't you?
I did. And it was absolutely like a brand new little car.
That's
you would
awesome.
Not have known it was barely used.
That's awesome.
So don't let the name fool you. He's got locations all over northern New Jersey, but he's also got the trucks. And you can go to my site or Kristen's site.
GoodVibrationsWithKristen.com.
Oh, my God.
Megan doesn't know where I am. I'm very sad now.
No, I was double. I was like, why am I talking about my site? I'm on Kristen's show. So anyway, if you go there to the top right corner, I know I'm in trouble, you'll see a link that says click here. You can't miss it for Dover Rent-A-Rec. And check out Smarty Marty's.
Yeah, he'll give you a great deal. And make sure that you tell them that. Tell him you came from us.
Yeah.
That's really important. So, anyway.
Oh, wait. Other big news.
Oh, what?
Other big news.
Okay. Okay. Do I get to say
drum roll.
It? Dun, 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 dun.
Ta-da.
GVK is now on iHeartRadio.
Yeah. It's official.
I'm very excited.
So, yeah. Just so people know that not only can they get GVK on your website, they can get it on the Green Divas Network.
That's right.
It's on iTunes, Stitcher. Now iHeartRadio.
And MorristownGreen.com.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
MorristownGreen.com.
MorristownGreen.com. Okay.
Well, now that we've got all the business out of the way, we have a very exciting guest who's in the studio, which makes us more thrilled than I can even explain to you because it's just a lot more fun for me. More fun for me is fun for everybody. Our guest today is Zach Lichtman. He is the author of the book called Dynamo, and he's here. We're just going to kind of talk about following your dream. Welcome, Zach.
Thank you guys very much.
Hi, Zach.
Happy to be here. Hello.
Yeah.
And, thanks for having me.
Well,
it's
you
so
are
much
welcome.
Fun having someone in the studio.
It's
isn't
very
it?
Fun. Yeah. So I want to just talk about your book for a second, or a lot, which I'm in the middle of, and I'm loving it. And I'm actually on the edge of my seat sometimes with these things that are going on. So you were a teacher.
Yes.
Before, were you writing while you were teaching, or how did that work?
Well, so I first went into teaching after graduate work to become a teacher. And so I loved it, and I was teaching, and as an English teacher in language arts, you're reading and writing with the students a lot. At least I was. I'd use a writing-based curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But your own writing kind of takes back seat when you've got, 115 students who are developing their writing skills, and it's your job to lead the way. So I would do writing as well while I was actually teaching, but it was really on the back burner.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you just decided to, and this is the thing that I am so excited about to hear about, is you just took a leap of faith and said, I really want to be a writer full-time, published, and that now is my career aspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been writing all my life since I was in first grade, and the English teacher or everything teachers in first grade.
So yeah,
right. Yeah.
You're going to keep journals, kids. And it was like, okay, journal time. And you start writing in your journal and keep track of what happened to you. But then you get to middle school and high school and you learn all these different writing forms, and every new poetry form that I learned how to do, or autobiographical memoir writing, whatever it was, I was learning these different forms and loving it.
Right.
So I went to Penn State to major in English.
Nice.
And that was my undergrad work. And then I decided when I took an education course that that was just fantastic. Love teaching, love working with young people on this awesome art of writing. And it is an art, language arts, we call it that. Mm-hmm. We sometimes forget, but it's
an art form.
That's
right, it is an art form, communication.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, but there was a point, I guess I'm around 27, when for me it was like, I love what I'm doing, but I think looking at where I am in my life and the path that I'm on, I may regret, there's a very real chance that I would regret not trying to write full time and make a real go at it.
Isn't that Saturn return right around 27? Isn't there some astrological thing that happens?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. And I love that he didn't fall prey to the cliche. Well, that's so common, like on television, whatever, stories, film, you know, where the guy's a teacher and he wants to write a book and suddenly he's like retired and he hasn't written his book.
Well,
you know?
That's what I was going to say is, did you, so you're a teacher, you've got a career, you've got a salary, you've got
benefits,
and you've got a pension out there in the future, which I know a lot of people think about. Did your immediate circle of people say, are you bleeping crazy?
No, actually, no. I've had some really great support from my family, my amazing wife, and basically they've encouraged me to say, all right, let's look at it realistically. You know, if this is something you want to do, how are you going to do it? And that's kind of my practical sense as well. It's always been my bottom line oriented. How can we make this happen? If this is your goal, what are you going to do to get there?
See, now
I like that. And you have a circle of support around you that says, hey, let's support him in making this happen.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
But I
instead
also
of
like
raining on your parade, like, you know.
No,
right.
Well, I was going to tell you know, story
the
about
raining
that.
On the parade, it, you know, whenever you get this raining on parade cloud monsters, these folks that come in, for me, it's like, let's take a second. Why are they raining? They're concerned, usually. Usually it's our family. They're worried
they're
that, like,
afraid.
You're going in a direction that's not going to be supportive or lucrative or whatever it may be.
Right.
So they're concerned on your behalf, and they're throwing these negative monsters of,
their
this
thing.
Is not
going
to work. You're going to fail at this in X, Y, and Z.
Well, it's fear,
so,
and I think it's fear about security because there's a
– Right.
But I'm a believer that if you follow your passion, you will always be taken care of. Because when I was growing up, so
far it's true.
I want to talk about this in regard to the book.
Yeah.
I just want to mention this. In the book, our hero has an event that happens, and he goes to his English teacher and starts talking to this man, and he wants to make a shift in who he is as a person, our hero does. And his English teacher tells him he needs to have a dynamo, which is the name of the book, to make the shift. So I, of course, went and looked up what dynamo means.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I was like, how can I, the definition is electrical generator that produces a current or an extremely energetic and forceful person.
Hmm.
But then I thought, or it's an event. Is it not an event?
A number of things.
So an electrical charge or an electrical current could be an electrical event in your life
Absolutely.
That helps you make that shift.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so for me, I was in high school, and I really wasn't good at anything except for really getting in horrible trouble at all times in my life and getting the crap beat out of me. So I had a project due for senior class, and we were supposed to write our own 20-minute monologue and be a famous person on stage, right? So I was like,
sounds
okay.
Sounds like kind of cool. Kinda
yeah,
fun,
it was very
you know?
Cool.
Especially for an actress. Come on.
And acting was the only thing that seemed to kind of take away all the stresses and horrors of my regular everyday life. So I was like, oh, all right, I'll be Marilyn Monroe. Like, you know, how hard can that be, right?
Why not? Right?
Except,
yeah.
Holy shit, there's a lot into who she was. So I started the research, and then I was consumed with researching her and understanding her and writing my 20-minute thing. And at that time in my life, I even knew then intuitively that if I put it under my pillow, it would get into my dreams. So every night I would put it under my pillow and I would say, please let me dream, you know, this person. So everybody does, you know, it's a senior class. So we've got like, what, 15 kids in the class. And it's, everybody's got their time slot. And, you know, maybe 10, 15 people show up because my school wasn't the kind of place where anyone really cared about the theater people or about theater in general. So everyone, I go to everybody's, you know, 15, 20 people in the audience, and it's in the auditorium. And then it's my turn. So I go backstage and get ready. And I hear like this huge sound coming out of the auditorium. And I look out, you know, I peek through the curtains, which they tell you never to do, but, you know, whatever. I'm 17 years old. And the auditorium is full. Full. You know, it's like 300 people there.
Wow.
And I was like, holy cow, why are they here? All my teachers brought all their classes. And also all the people who had been beating the crap out of me for 4 years came, and they were sitting in the front two rows because they were really waiting to see me fail. And I was thinking, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't go out there. I can't go out there. I can't go out there. And my boyfriend's backstage with me going, you have to go out there, because if you don't go out there, you're going to fail. And if I fail, it means I don't graduate, which, you know, so I go out and I do my 20 minutes and I go through Marilyn's life as Marilyn, and I end it with dying on stage.
Wow.
Really? You know, she did die, you know?
Right? Yeah, so dramatic.
Yeah. So, like, and I die.
Okay.
And nobody does anything. So I'm like, oh my God, everybody in the school hates me more than I thought they did. So I get up.
You're like, oh, well.
And I walk to the edge of the stage, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to not bow because I did my...
Sure, sure.
I bowed, and the whole auditorium, like, people were jumping to their feet, screaming, amazing, jumping up and down, clapping, pumping their hands in the air. And I looked down in the front two rows, and the girls, and then I'm talking, I got beat up every day.
Yeah.
They were crying.
Oh, wow.
And I went, that was my dynamo. Yeah. That changed my whole life because that I realized I can... If I can shift those people who hate me more than life itself with a performance, then this is where I need to go in my life.
Yep.
And that was my dynamo.
Wow.
We can't forget art can and does change the world.
Oh, that's sure of it.
And I wish more people would take that seriously, you know, in school and teachers and otherwise, and use these examples with students and young people.
Right.
It does. Art changes the world.
Are you still a teacher?
No, I'm not a teacher.
Okay.
I'm not teaching full time.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, but I think it's I would love to see you go into high schools and tell your story of how I just decided.
Anybody listening?
Yeah, because I decided I can do this. This is my dream. I am going to follow my passion.
Sure.
And how long did it take you to write the book?
The writing process for me, this book took just shy of 2 years.
Okay.
Years of production.
And you're published.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's extraordinary.
Right.
That's extraordinary. I'm, you know, so that is a testament to following your dreams and your path and that you will always be taken care of.
Yeah, and you got to make it happen.
Right.
You know, that's along with that. Yep, absolutely.
Now, I have a question. Is how much of this book is sort of autobiographical?
Oh, boy.
And...
oh, boy.
Because I was going to say, like, who's your dynamo?
Yeah,
like, what
well,
was your dynamo?
You know, these individual characters are very much individuals. And as I've developed them and written them, I've gotten to know them and explore their worlds. There are definitely parts of the individual characters' past and their lives, their friendships, their relationships that I've seen parts of in my own life, in my student's life, and those people around me. So, and even some of these wild escapades that my main character, Matt, goes on, you know,
oh my
sneaking
God.
Into buildings, climbing up on
it's
construction
intense.
Site, all these things.
it there, brings me back, though.
There's absolutely an element that's autobiographical.
Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't go into too much. There's the caveat on the back. Dynamos inspired by true events, names and locations have been changed to respect those who perhaps committed a few, in quotes, necessary crimes themselves.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So in your world, what was your dynamo?
You know, I don't know that there was one particular absolute, you know, standout banging moment. There's probably a series of things that I've experienced along the way that helped me think you can do this. You can run with it.
Right.
Including from high school, I was in theater. So right. That's really interesting to hear. You know, I was mostly behind the stage. I was, in the rear crew? With the gear, the crew.
That surprises me because you're so, you are, and in general, a very dynamic person.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I'm surprised yeah. You're in the back.
You know, all my life I've been a ham and acted up in front of my friends and family and whatnot, and really enjoying performing. That's fun. Yeah. In high school for me, I just had so much fun building the sets, working with people, and creating these worlds.
Yes.
And maybe that goes back to my writerly self, creating these worlds.
Well, I'm in the right place because I went to performing arts high school, actually.
Right. We're all in the arts.
Yeah. And I'm a writer, so.
Yeah.
So, I had some tremendously positive and challenging experiences along the way in theater in high school. And it's something funny. I remember at the time thinking, this is really great and this seems important and I'm having a great time with this. And then you look back on it 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you go, wow, I didn't even realize the ramifications of those decisions until they played out in, you know, other life decisions.
That's right.
Exhausting yourself, running 80 hours a week in school and then play and after school and all this other stuff that you're doing until you're just, you know, dropped it exhausted, but you've got a passion for it.
Right.
And making those decisions.
And it gives you the stamina to move forward with something like writing a book or writing a play or whatever it is that your passion is.
Right.
It gives you that stamina.
Whether it's these deadlines that you're like, okay, I've got to make it. I've got to do it one way or another. Pull out the stops.
Right.
And then who do you call on when things aren't working out right? It's like, who is your support network? Who are your buddies? Who are your coaches? Who are your
idols?
And that's
really important because for me, I didn't have a support network in my family, in my my birth family, the people I was born to. But I found a couple of people, and actually some of those people are still in my life today, to buoy me up if I was feeling like, what's going to happen now?
Sure,
and they would say, you know, you can do it. Don't worry. You're on the right path. You know, whatever the words were that made me get up in the morning and do it all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. Right. You know, I had a different experience in that. Well, I don't know what it was different from. I just feel like it's not Zach's story necessarily. But my mother was like the cloud because she was so fearful.
Right.
You know.
Right. And, my parents were too.
So I found that I was a lot wishy-washy up until, you know, maybe 10 years ago or, you know, I had to mature a bit. But when I was young, I was wishy-washy. And I would go to my mom and say, hey, I'm thinking of doing this, which was the kiss of death.
Okay.
And it took me years of having these wet blankets thrown on me and then being all bummed out, like, wow. Not to go to my mother because she would immediately find all of the reasons why you shouldn't do it.
That's right.
And then she'd say, and if you can handle that, then you can do it. And by then I was crushed.
Well, that's the, gosh, there was a saying that went into my head. Oh yes. The saying is you don't go to the hardware store for bread. You just don't do that.
You should have known what was coming, right?
Like, right.
You've been down that road.
I did not really understand that dynamic until really a year or two before she died, which was sad.
Right.
And then I really valued when I would go to her and I tested it and I would say, hey, Mom, I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
She'd go, great.
Okay. Versus this is what I'm thinking.
This
about.
Is what I'm thinking. Oh, I'm right. Okay,
and,
I see.
And so her
I see.
Role in that relationship, her role in that conversation became, okay, now I need to steer the direction of that path rather than get behind it.
Well, that's right. I'm convinced it had everything to do with my energy, my decision. Like I was clear and she could hear it. Like, oh, she's going to do this one.
Oh,
no
yeah.
What I say.
Well,
so
I didn't
maybe
have
she
that.
At that point is thinking, you know, okay, well, what can I do to support? And
right.
What a great state of mind to put somebody in, you know, when you go to them for coaching otherwise.
Well, it depends, too, because I've never been wishy-washy, I think.
No, I know. That's why I said I feel like I'm coming from a different place. Because I'm looking at both of you going, oh, they never had this problem.
No, but I would go to my family and go, I'm going to do this. And they would go, oh, my God, are you insane?
Interesting. So
what is wrong with you?
Okay.
You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. Mm. Which, of course, made me to do it even more because that's the kind of person I am.
Spirit. Yeah.
But it's so much easier when the group of people around you are really saying yes. And I loved what you said when we first started, which is, all right, how can we make this happen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's so you have a plan. Now, my experience is that things very rarely go according to plan, but I always have one.
Sure.
I always have one set out. And then I just have to go with the flow of the universe saying, yeah, we're not going to put you over there, but thanks for sharing that. We're going to put you over here.
Right.
But
yeah, you'll have that vision. You'll have an idea. That's spark. And most of us get really excited about it.
Right.
And, you know, I also look at it as when I'm making a new endeavor project, whatever it may be, big or small, with the house, whatever it is that I'm working on. And I'll say, why am I not starting with the dream and then working backward?
Rather than starting with,
I can't do this because this isn't going to work because. It's like, well, no, let's start with what's the ideal here?
Right.
What do we absolutely want to achieve? And how do we get there? And if we can't do this or we can't do that, all right, but how do we still get to that end
right.
point?
And that's the key. Oh, my God, Zach. Yeah. That is the key to literally every success that you can manufacture or bring to you in the world.
It's a great word, manufacturing your success.
Right. It's not how am I going to blah, 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 but mm-hmm. what's my dream? What do I envision?
Well, every
how I get there is not my business.
Yeah.
But my vision, my passion, my excitement, like you said, everything, you get that idea, that spark, and you're so excited. Mm-hmm. Then the universe looks in at you and says, oh, look at that energy whirling around Zach. He's excited about doing something. He's excited about writing a book. Well, let's help him with that.
Yeah, it's like the universe conspires. Once you make that decision and you're clear, uh-huh. it's like it all falls in. Like suddenly
that's right.
you'll meet somebody or you know that's done this.
That's right.
Whatever it is, the right people seem to fall into your – well, it certainly happened in our case, right?
That's right. It absolutely did. And that – I think that's the key – that is a key to living that I did not understand until my 30s, which was and I powered through most of my life just powering through because I'm very well, Megan, you know me, I'm very intense and can just blow through things even if nobody else is supporting it.
You know, that's important though. That's to have that drive, to have that within there. And it's a balance. Because it's like the whole question of what battle am I going to pick here?
Takes your battles.
But having that kind of absolute ambition and power, mm-hmm. and I'm going to make this happen.
Right.
That is, I think, very important. And to hold on to that in that sense. And then, okay, how do we make it happen? When it's not, how do I steer this train, you know, and jump these tracks
together,
if I need to?
Yeah. The two together in the balance that you said is what really powers things forward. Because I went 20 years on an acting career that went, you know, not very far.
Okay.
Because what was behind me was that day on the stage as Marilyn Monroe and changing not only my life, but other people's lives. But I had to let that go because after 20 years, you know, I had a baby and life changed. Mm-hmm. And instead of continually to power through that, I felt like the universe was saying to me, you know, we really need you to go somewhere else now. And ultimately I ended up writing my own shows and performing my own solo shows, which was
Isn't it fabulous when you look back and you realize that something that for a little while, like when something ends and you think, okay, I'm going to let it go and you're sad. And
right.
You're like, okay, that was like useless.
But
and then later
is.
On, you look back and you're like, wow, if that hadn't happened, this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
And this wouldn't have happened.
Absolutely. Like I love teaching. I love working with
young
people.
I was just going to bring teaching into
absolutely.
You.
And it was like, you know, here's a career, here's a job. Mm-hmm. You've had several years experience doing it. You know, but are you going to be closing the door on something else that you really need open?
And also all of those experiences with those students and that excitement, because this book is, you know, in high school, which brought me zooming way back there. I was like, whoa, just the clicks and all that stuff that happens. Mm-hmm. You have that firsthand, like right at your fingertips.
Absolutely helped me.
To get that. Into the mindset of a 15, 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember it, but I don't think I could go back into that
Isn't
mindset
that funny? You
too
know,
easily.
Like Stephen King. I'm not into horror genre at all, but I love Stephen King. He's one of the best storytellers.
Excellent. Excellent.
A storyteller.
Right.
Yeah.
But nobody
knows
where
the story is.
That's
nobody
right.
in the world knows how to do an 11-year-old kid. Like, he gets in the mind of an 11-year-old kid for some reason, like 11, 12 years old.
Right.
And I'm like, how does he remember exactly what it's like?
And that's what you do, Zach. You get right into the minds of these high school kids with all of that angst and that trauma and all of that desire.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that desire when you were 15 years old of just like, you're on fire. You are
Absolutely.
On fire.
Literally, between the hormones
and it's you and the world. You look out and you've got this amazing vantage point.
Right.
And it's you sometimes versus the world, but it's you and the world
right.
around you.
And
you know, you're at the epicenter.
But you are. And the thing about this, about the dynamo that has to happen for this young man is there are, I'm just going to tell it like it is. There are forces beyond forces pushing mm-hmm. you down at that age, mm-hmm. telling you what you can't do, who you are, who you aren't, what group you're in, what not group you're in, all of that stuff.
Sure.
And to break out of that and be your own person is very powerful.
Yeah.
And empowering. And you've got it, like, you know, so it's very exciting to slip back into that. And you've got a gift there, I think.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I say something about this whole concept of dreams and being, you know, there was some word willingness that came into my mind when you all were talking. And it was like being willing to listen to that part of yourself.
Right.
Despite, and I know I'm just repeating what you've said sort of, but there was something about really being willing to follow that urge, despite the fact that the world, maybe not your family, sure. maybe nobody around you is immediately saying, but the world is saying, what are you, nuts?
Right.
You have a job. You
right.
have a pension. There
right.
is homelessness out there. What are you
right.
doing?
Right.
But your heart says, no, do it. It's sort of that Field of Dreams thing.
It absolutely
if you build
is. Build
it, they will come.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's, I mean, that's why movie was so powerful.
I still bawl.
I
every
do too.
Time.
How
every
many times
time.
Have I seen it? I still cry my
every
eyes
time.
Out. And I don't think I don't think by repeating that is something that can ever be repeated enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's really important for people to really understand that it's the passion, it's the dreams, it's the spark that is what life is about. It's not a. And again, I know we all have to eat, we all have to live,
sure.
blah blah. That I believe that will be taken care of for us in a way that we can't imagine, provided that we continue to share our light in the world in a way that makes our own souls sing.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm living proof right here. I mean, you know, seriously.
Right.
Whatever. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but the fact that I'm sitting here in this beautiful home with this great studio and you people right here.
Right.
It's a miracle. If
That's
you
right.
looked on paper a couple of years ago, you'd be like, oh, this girl's not going to get anywhere or
She's
whatever.
She's not going to have any food tomorrow.
yeah, exactly. So, but I just didn't look at that.
That's right.
And
you
I just put one
you
step.
You shifted your perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
And then it was not like I don't pay bills or that I'm ignoring these things that are in my world, but that I just take one step at a time, one
That's
day
right.
at a time, and then the solutions show up as needed. And
That's right.
right. Yeah, those responsibilities never stop.
No,
and,
that,
and that's
right.
that's half the fear too. It's like, okay, if I've got a house, a mortgage, job, you know,
right.
bills to pay, those responsibilities are not going to quit. And so you have to build that and, like you said, manufacture that success in a
right.
way that's going to satisfy those needs and requirements. But yeah, listen to that heart.
And also
listen
some
those
of those needs will
passions.
Shift too. You may mm-hmm. not want a house. You may want
sure.
an apartment for a while.
Sure.
We're getting close to wrapping up, and I know that you wanted to talk about a person who's important in your life. Can you share
oh, yeah,
about
talked,
him real
you know,
quick?
Briefly, you know, when we mentioned who are our support team and coaches and
yes.
people that have helped us out along
yes.
the way, I've got a great friend. I've known him since we were, I don't know, 13, playing left bench on football.
Yeah.
That's funny, playing left bench.
My buddy Josh Rividall, and he's got a great attitude and his own life success story, and he has his own business coaching among other things. He's a writer, a producer, and his website is theartsentrepreneur.com.
Oh, literally, fabulous.
I think we all have to go look at that.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got like marketing and strategy and how do you take this artist passion and
mm-hmm.
this art
mm-hmm.
sense around
mm-hmm.
us and make a career and a business out of that, one that satisfies those monetary needs that we all have.
And we need more of that in this
yeah.
world because
so,
the arts
thank you for
are
mentioning
so
him.
Important.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, he's helped me out, and I think he's a great guy.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing his information.
Sure.
We have to, sadly, come to a close. We want to say thank you to Zach for coming. This is
Thanks
very exciting. Everybody, I will have Zach's information on my blog, and I will also have a place where you can buy the book because it's amazing and you will love it. And I will also have information on this gentleman who can help us artists, you know,
yeah.
make a living, which is really important.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, Zach. Thank
Thanks
you
for
coming.
Me, this is a blast.
Yeah, Aww. Thank you.
Well, you'll
to
have to come back.
Soon. Yeah, I would love to.
Oh,
I'd
great.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, yay. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Love you guys. Thanks. We hope that you found this episode of GVK inspiring. And to raise your vibration even higher, visit my website at goodvibrationswithkristen.com.
And don't forget to like Good Vibrations with Kristen on Facebook.
What inspires you?
Write us, let us know, so we can share your ideas on the show.
And meanwhile, keep listening, keep connecting, and know that you are divinely guided.